It's me again on the audio boo thingy. Right, I wasn't going to do one today because I thought I don't want to do one of these every day because I don't want to end up being boring or just do it for the sake of it. And I saw someone else say to somebody who asked something like this about YouTube that you really shouldn't do things because you feel like you have to. You should do them because you want to do them and you feel like you're getting something out of it. Well, now I have something and I feel like, well, to be honest, I feel like I'm getting this out of my system. So, here goes. And I'm sorry for the humming, that's my laptop. And if I seem to be getting quieter, it's because I don't want to wake people up. Right. Everybody seems to... Is it winter or does everybody seem to be getting depressed? I don't know. But for ages now, for months... maybe over a year, but for months, I've had this horrible, I have this horrible urge to, I want to get up every day, and every day I want to be doing something with my life. I don't want to sit at home and be bored and just surfing on the internet talking to people. But that's not fun, it's not a bad thing, but it's an everyday thing. I don't want to watch movies all the time. I want to go out and I want to meet people and, like, recently, I've been going to London quite a few times. It's kind of expensive, but I've been there meeting people and I've been having a great time. And if I do go home, which most of the time I am, I go home and I'm exhausted in bed or something. And well, I don't. I go on the internet because I'm a bit hooked at the moment. But I go home and I rest and I'm like, that was amazing. As soon as I'm sat down thinking that was amazing, I'm back to this horrible, horrible urge to cry. Every day, every evening, urge to cry. And I don't want people to know I want to cry. I don't want people to know that I'm upset. Because everyone, there are people around me who have more problems than me. There are certain people who, heck, they're in a worse situation than I am. And I feel so selfish with these thoughts and these feelings of just being sad. But my friend, he's been upset too. And I just said these really big words to him. I just said to him, if I can read them again, I will, which I will. I should have paused it. Okay. This is bluntness. You can listen to people's opinions as much as you want, but at the end of the day, you've got to like yourself for who you are before anyone else can really appreciate you. So, if you look into a mirror and don't like what you see, do something about it, whether it's looks or your intestines, make that move, choices, and the changes. And only you can say what's important. Realize how amazing they are as a person because we all strive for other people's words. But we forget how powerful our own words are. And it's a pain in the arse and not really easy to listen to our own advice, but sometimes it has to happen. And my personal method is talking to myself, talking to an invisible person who exists in my mind, whether they form someone who doesn't exist or actually does exist. And by doing this, I'm reflecting onto myself a lighter heart and a new hope. So, just for Pete's sake, get off your ass, find a mirror and decide what needs to be done. What do you see? And it made me feel a little bit better. I said it to a friend, but 100 times better, because all I want to do is smile and laugh and love. I want to love. I can't love if I'm feeling sad, so this is me cheering up. And I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on this, because it'd just be nice to hear what people have to say if they're interested. Okay, it's nice talking outwardly to myself. Again, nothing wrong with talking to yourself.